Captain Doug Springer of Wilmington Water Tours wrote, "It seems as though you're just replaying your weather forecast from the local TV channels. Please take the time to check the NOAA weather site before broadcasting any forecast. They are the source and should be considered so. It seems that local TV tends to hype weather leaning towards the bad side so that people will be glued to the channel. Today and this week are the perfect example. NOAA has been predicting a 0% chance of rain for today since Monday morning. UNTV have been predicting a 20% chance all week and even this morning. If all else fails, just look out the window now and then. Please take this as constructive because listeners believe what they hear from public radio, even when they may ignore local TV." In response, we do check the official NOAA sites from time to time. They're written in a very broadcast-unfriendly style, so we also rely on other sources for additional information. Ultimately, they all come from NOAA in some form. Not knowing an exact date or time, we're not sure why the discrepancy Doug mentioned crept in, but we'll take this as a reminder to be as up-to-date and accurate as possible. Susan Clisby posted to WHQR's Facebook page last Saturday night, "Listening to Soup to Nuts from California. Thanks for a great show, especially the Frank Vignola piece you're closing out with. I saw him at Thalian Hall a couple of years ago with several friends, and it was a fabulous evening. One of the things I miss about Wilmington, and I'm glad I can still listen online." I bring you this next bit of feedback with a heavy heart.
"This is Henry in Wilmington. Thanks for all the great programming, but on November 25th, your broadcast of the Intelligence Squared U.S. debate was cut short. The first section appeared to be a rebroadcast of last week's debate, and then at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, this week's debate was cut off in mid-sentence, and then it jumped straight into the next program with no explanation. It was an interesting debate, and I certainly regret not hearing how it ended up. You folks have a great day, and keep up the good work otherwise."
Alas, Henry is right. Our broadcast of last Sunday's Intelligence Squared was impaired. The good news is that this time we think we have at last figured out the problem causing issues in too many past shows. This Sunday night, we will rebroadcast the debate on the question, "The world would be better off without religion." And on Sunday the 9th, the topic will be, "Should drugs be legalized?" Thanks to Henry, Nancy, and others for contacting us about this issue. Stacy P. wrote, "I would just like to say I'm tired of people complaining about the Diane Rehm Show. I'm very happy it's on WHQR. I do wish it was on live so we could call in and add our 2 cents. If you don't have any desire to learn anything new or hear something you would never hear on Fox News, then turn off the radio and plug yourself back into your bubble. I, for one, really appreciate WHQR's attempts to give us the opportunity to learn new things, whether it's about the drawbacks of fracking or the latest historical book. Please keep up the good work along with Science Friday, All Things Considered, or Fresh Air. Thanks for being there." We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback, and in fact, we'd love to hear from you in our listener survey at WHQR.org. Remember, one lucky winner will receive a Smooth Landing guest DJ slot. You can also send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.